DARE is the nation's most widely used anti-drug campaign. It's used in 80% of school districts, but several independent evaluations have concluded DARE does not keep students from using drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. But researchers are weaving science-based prevention techniques that have been proven to work into DARE, NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
Under the original DARE program, a police officer in full uniform comes into a fifth-grade classroom and tells the children about the dangers of drugs and what happens to people who abuse them. Under the new DARE program, the police officer meets with seventh-grade kids. He doesn't lecture. He divides them into small groups and gives them scenarios to act out. Epidemiologist Zili Sloboda of the University of Akron offers this example.
Some girls are meeting their boyfriends at the movies, and as the girls approaching the movies, they see the boys smoking, and the girls are kind of surprised because they didn't know that they smoked and they don't like smoking, and here's the problems being set up. How do you handle this situation?
The reason for this change and others that are being made is independent evaluations of the original DARE program have concluded that it doesn't alter students' behaviors and prevent them from using drugs later in high school. So now DARE and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation are working together to help make the program more effective. The foundation is the nation's largest healthcare philanthropy. It also supports NPR's health coverage. Epidemiologist Sloboda is leading the DARE redesign effort. Sloboda used to oversee prevention research at the National Institute on Drug Abuse. She says research conducted in the 1990s showed that acting out scenarios can help arm teens with the decision-making and communication skills they need to refuse drugs. So when an officer gives a group of students a scenario, it's often one kids themselves have suggested, and the officers help them think through the different ways they could respond. Then the kids act out the scene in front of the whole class. Sloboda says when they first tried out the role-playing, the officers complained about noise in the classrooms.
Then they realize that these students are really talking about these problems because they're so close to home and excited about the opportunity to discuss them.
The new program is being tested on more than 15,000 seventh graders in six cities. It focuses on middle schoolers because studies show between the 8th and 10th grades, illicit drug use among teens jumps as much as 200%. Sloboda and her team will be testing and revising the new program over the next 5 years. She says the first year's results show the kids in the new DARE program were less likely to believe drug use is common and had slightly better decision-making and refusal skills. Other drug prevention experts question whether DARE will be able to sustain these results when the kids are in high school. Mathia Falco is president of Drug Strategies, a nonprofit research group in Washington, D.C.
I think it is too early to say that the new DARE will be as effective as a number of other curricula that are already out there where we have clear positive results.
The kids in the new DARE program will get a booster course in the ninth grade. DARE officials won't know if the new program is more effective until the kids graduate in 5 years. Vicky Quay, NPR News.